So in this meditation, we're going to do a guided meditation where we are going to practice what we've been speaking about, what we've been beginning to ponder, you know, that there might not be anything we need to do about anything, just kind of getting to grips with that in a practical way. How do we actually apply that? And we're meditating like this, gathered together, first of all. And then as a natural outcome of that, when we're just going about our day-to-day business, when we're actually just being wherever we are, whatever we're doing. So we can practice in meditation. And practice doesn't make perfect. It's just already perfect and becoming ever more so. So we could throw out the idea that there's an end goal or end point of our meditation. Just learning to enjoy ourselves more and more, aren't we, each day? Hopefully that becomes clearer. So you can meditate with your eyes open or closed. It's absolutely fine. Any position at all, as long as you don't end up kind of snoring. We have had meditations where people were snoring rather loudly. And other interesting things happening. So just making sure you're comfy, however you want to sit. And we're really just going to spend some time. We have another 40 minutes. Hopefully they won't be as long as the previous 40 minutes, or maybe it went quickly, who knows. And we're just going to be with what is. We're just going to be here. Whatever that looks like, as we were doing before. We're going to be like the self, the silence, the consciousness, the infinite emptiness. How does it interact with mind? How does it interact with wandering attention? How does it deal with and what does it feel about whether your mind is noisy or whether it's quiet? How does the vast expansive being deal with some turbulent emotion when it comes up, or some deep and profound bliss? Does it have any preference? And is it really pushing against anything or grabbing a hold of anything? There's nothing wrong with that mechanism, pushing and grabbing, except that it's not going to bring us lasting peace. So just being here means not being any particular way. Whatever way you currently are is how you are, isn't it? Whether you're confused or clear or tired or hungry or grumpy or peaceful or happy or all of the above at once. It's just how you are right now. And the silence of our being, the consciousness, whatever we're calling it, can't really do anything about anything. It just lets it be, just lets it be. Very passive. And in that passivity, everything moves as it needs to move. Everything unfolds as it needs to unfold. So no agenda, no goal. And the good news is you can't get this meditation wrong. The fact that you exist means you got it right. So well done, you can relax. We're just here and noticing whatever arises in our mind. Just noticing. Whatever arises in our emotions, whatever our body is feeling, experiencing. And we really don't need to do anything about anything. I would like you to just become really lazy. Just whatever is. What's coming and going is coming and going. And there's really nothing we need to do about it. There's really nothing we can do about it. There's really nothing that you can do about it. There's really nothing you need to do about it. Just being that spaciousness in which everything is arising, including your body. And from time to time, you might find yourself trying to manage your experience. And it's okay. You just drop it when you realize. The stillness that you are cannot be perfected because it already is. And the human being that you're showing up as is always evolving from perfect to perfect to perfect. So just letting things be. Whatever this meditation looks like, feels like, is exactly how it's supposed to be. You are exactly how you're supposed to be right now. There is no way that you are supposed to be. Whatever happens in the next moment will happen. If there is a goal to all of this, it's really just to enjoy this moment, isn't it? Your body will also begin to enjoy just being. In our laziness, now just being, everything that needs to be released is released. everything that we want to experience will come. Just being intimate with this moment here. Whatever that looks like for you. This moment isn't something to just to get through to the next one. It is all there is. And we're just showing up for our experience, whatever that is. Seeing if we can just embrace whatever we're experiencing a little more. When I embrace my experience, I lose my sense of division, my sense of suffering. Intimacy with what is. As we're relaxing into this moment, anything that we don't want to experience will last only as long as we hold ourselves away from it. Either experiencing something we want or something we don't want. And we're just noticing and releasing the tendency to push against what we don't want and to grab a hold of what we do want. Whatever is, and we're just here. It's not even that you can be here or not. There's no perfect ending to this. Just every moment, every day, every meditation, a little more intimate with what is, a little less separated from it. Just becoming more interested in this moment, in your experience, in yourself. Just being here. We don't know what that looks like. It looks like this right now. So if we're giving permission for our body, our mind, our emotions, our experience to be whatever it is, maybe the first time not arguing with anything, not trying to change anything, not trying to change ourselves. If attention wanders off with thoughts, so be it. If we find ourselves resisting an emotion coming, so be it. This is freedom. whatever this meditation is like for you is the perfect meditation. We can feel just as much peace by embracing fear as bliss. By being intimate with a noisy mind or a quiet mind. As if our only task is to embrace as much as we can what is. Moving towards our experience from love. Moving inside our experience. Not even wanting to separate ourselves from our experience. So you've never got this wrong, ever. Just ever more willing and able to embrace what is. Love is coming to embrace everything that it means to be you. The wanted and the not wanted, the highs and the lows. The spiritual and the mundane. So as we come to the end of our session, it doesn't have to be the end of this way of being. First way we can be more intimate with life is in the next breath we take. So let's take a few breaths to bring this to a close by allowing your belly to move first. As your belly moves outwards, naturally air is drawn inwards. Let's take a nice breath. Just pause for a moment between the end of your inhale and your exhale. Doesn't have to be a long time, just a quick pause. 2 or 3 breaths where your belly is moving as much as your chest. Nourishing our body, being intimate with the breath. Thank you. Namaste.